At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello, everyone. Thank you for your wonderful support of the podcast. It is always so appreciated. And here is a bonus episode for you. This bonus episode is about resisting cultic thinking. So, what are we going to be talking about today? First, understanding cultic thinking, and then factors contributing to susceptibility, and then some examples of cultic thinking in various contexts. I think we have a lot to cover today, and I want to make sure that we get through a lot of it, and I'm sure there's going to be more to talk about on this subject. It's a big subject to try to tackle. So first, what is cultic thinking? So we're dealing with the social power dynamic, in-group versus out-group authoritarianism, and also how it disrupts authentic identity and replaces it with the group's beliefs. That's why I have a lot of clients who, as you know, will come to me and say, I don't know who I am. I don't know how I feel. I don't know what I think. And this is for people who've gotten involved later on. They say, I don't know who I am anymore. Or people who were born and raised in cults and will just say, I don't know who I am, period. And then let's look at cultic thinking. So cultic thinking involves a social power dynamic between a leader and the followers. The leader provides kind of an explanation of the world that resists critical examination, creating a clear division between an in-group, meaning the followers, and an out-group, the non-followers, the rest of the world. Good and evil are then defined in terms of the interests of the in-group. So this type of thinking also often involves absolutism and absolute authoritarianism, where the leader's word is considered the ultimate truth, and questioning or criticism is not at all tolerated. And even if that quote-unquote ultimate truth changes from day to day and the leader changes their mind, it becomes the new ultimate truth. It disrupts a person's authentic identity, though, and replaces it with a new one that aligns with the group's beliefs only. And this definition highlights how cultic thinking manipulates social dynamics and worldviews and personal identity in order to maintain control over the followers. That is usually the reason for everything in a cult. Then let's look at the factors contributing to susceptibility. There are situational vulnerabilities, and this is not to say that this just happens to people who might consider themselves at some point, quote unquote, gullible. A lot of people are worried about being labeled that. They're worried about labeling themselves that. This is about vulnerabilities. We are, as human beings, always vulnerable to different things at different times. So this is a statement about everyone. So first, there are situational vulnerabilities like life transitions, death of a loved one, a job loss, moving, economic disruption, financial instability, or even natural disasters, things that make people feel that they're not in balance, that their life has shifted in some way, and they might be feeling a little topsy-turvy and be looking for something that gives them a sense of stability. And then we have individual vulnerabilities. So these are psychological traits. Like there's some people who have a higher propensity to be able to be hypnotized than others. People also who have strong concentration abilities, people who have vivid imaginations, people who dissociate easily, people who go into daydreaming all too easily. And also this happens in terms of individual vulnerabilities with people who have experienced trauma. Past trauma, unresolved emotional issues makes people at times more vulnerable.